We all use firewood for cooking, and that makes over 50% of the energy that we use in Ghana. Cutting more trees means we are depleting our bush, our forest, and it's also leading to climate change. The rivers are drying, so it has implications on the society and on livelihoods. That is why we are emphasizing on renewable energy.
Ghana has already started making efforts to develop that sector. You were talking about development of laws and even giving out of licenses. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, the law was passed by Parliament in 2011. So far, we've issued licenses, about 13 of them, to persons who want to develop solar power plants and small hydro power plants. We have already given a total of over 1,000 megawatts of solar energy. We are also encouraging persons to develop small hydro plants and wind energy.
Can you also talk about some of these ongoing projects?
Some of the areas in Ghana are not easily accessible, especially communities which are embedded in the water lake, in the Sene district, the Brong-Ahafo region, some parts of the water region. They cannot be reached by the grid because they are islands. And these are communities that will benefit from renewable energy. Small wind plants, solar plants, small rivers that can be harnessed to produce hydroelectricity. So those are, for now, the points of concentration of renewable energy activities. The big ones are going to be connected to the grid, and so it will go to all parts of the country.
And please, can you talk about the impact this is making in the lives of people around those projects?
Those people don't have electricity, and if you are going to rely on the grid, it will take them a very long time to be connected. So the renewable energy is bringing that much needed energy to them now without waiting for 50 years or more. So it's changing the lives of those people. School children can learn during the evenings. People who want to trade can do that in the evening. And it's bringing them communication, entertainment, and all the social amenities that they need.
Would you say that renewable energy is the best means of meeting the shortfall in energy supply in Ghana?
It is part of the solution. It can help us meet shortfall. Even in our homes, those of us in the cities who are connected to the grid, if you have a home system which is solar, it can meet your lighting need, such that if even the grid power goes off, you can still have light in your house. For big enterprises, we need the grid electricity.
Oh. So this will be one of the means by which cottage industries can spring up all over the country?
Cottage industries will need grid electricity, but the solar, because of the intermittent nature of solar, it's available during the day, not available during the night. It has to be supported by other means of power generation, either a wind plant or a diesel in a hybrid mode, such that you can have electricity 24 hours a day.